Several former American hostages say they recognize one of their captors as the new president-elect of Iran. The former hostages were seized by militant students in Tehran in November of 1979. They say Mahmoud Ahmadinejad played a central role during their 444 days of detention. Iranians are already denying that claim. We're joined now by one of the former American hostages who says he recognizes Iran's president-elect. The former hostage is retired U.S. Army Colonel Chuck Scott. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you first begin to think that you recognized this man?
The very first time I saw him on television, it was more mannerisms than anything else, and I spotted him almost instantly. And I was in the living room, and I said to my wife, "I know that guy. He was one of our captors." And she said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "I'm as sure as I'm sitting here."
Even after all these years?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's some things. If you went through a traumatic experience like that and you were around people who made it possible, you're never going to forget them.
Did your captor, the one that you believe is the same man, ever tell you his name at the time?
No.
What was he like?
A cold, hard-nosed. I think he was their security chief because he sort of lorded over the other guards. And in one particular instance, about July of 1980, when we were in Evin prison, we'd had permission from one of the guards that I got to know pretty well to walk a little narrow hallway. When he found out about that, he went into a rage and chewed the other guard out and told him we were pigs and dogs and we should not be allowed out of our cells except when it became time to execute us. So, you know, someone like that you don't forget.
Colonel, have you been able to gather any information beyond what you yourself remember that would confirm your version of events here?
Independently, a number of the other hostages have also recognized him. The hostages are being interrogated now by the media to see if our credibility is good. And all I'm saying is he's the guy.
We've been speaking with retired U.S. Army Colonel Chuck Scott. He's 73 years old. He's a former American hostage who says the president-elect of Iran was one of his captors. Colonel, thanks very much.
Okay.
We should mention that two leaders among the hostage takers have denied that the new president-elect took part in the hostage drama. We're joined now by Gary Sick, who was a staff member at the National Security Council during the hostage crisis. And Mr. Sick, how can you go about trying to prove something like this?
Well, it's very difficult to prove something like this. Chuck Scott's a good friend of mine. I've known him for many years. I trust his integrity very much. And if you know, he says that Ahmadinejad was one of the people that he saw at the embassy or at Evin prison, I have to take his word for it. He was there. I definitely was not, though I was following it very closely. A number of other people, including people that are extremely well informed about it, including the people who led the hostage takeover, have all said that he was not there, that he didn't participate, but that he might have been in and out of the compound. And everybody agrees with that because he was at that time a member of the so-called Office of the Consolidation for Unity, which was a student organization. And it's very likely that in that position, he would have been in and out of the embassy, as were many, many other students from Iran who came in and out. Whether he was in the embassy at some point is entirely possible, and I have to take Chuck Scott's word for it.
Gary Sick is a professor of Middle East politics at Columbia University. Thanks very much.
Yes, indeed.
This is NPR News.